听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, you might have heard the saying, knowledge is power, and that's certainly true in anything that relates to money. The more you know about how systems and policies work, the more you are able to wisely spend and save your money. Today, Studio Classroom wants to empower you by giving you the ins and outs of getting a refund. Sometimes we buy something and it's really not what we want, or it's defective, and so we want to return it. How do people in America do that? We'll find out after we look at the idiom, better safe than sorry. Take an umbrella in case it rains. Better safe than sorry. Okay, let's get out our magazines and turn to page 16 as we begin the lesson, Can I Get a Refund?
Can I get a refund? You can get your money back if you're not satisfied. It happens to everyone. You buy something and a few days later, you're not happy with the product or service. What can you do? You can usually return the product or cancel the service and get your money back. Many companies have good refund policies. But before buying anything, find out about a company's policy. Better safe than sorry. In addition, be sure the company is reputable. In the United States, you can check with the Better Business Bureau to get that information.
Hi friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for this month's American Culture Corner article. We're talking about getting a refund. And our article is entitled, Can I Get a Refund? Or Will You Give Me a Refund? And what is a refund? Well, our deck helps us understand what a refund is. Our deck says you can get your money back if you're not satisfied. Now, Esther, what does that mean?
Well, in the West, if you buy something and you are not happy with the product or the service, then you can ask the company to give the money back to you. You can ask them to give you a refund. Let's see what our text says. It happens to everyone. You buy something and a few days later, you are not happy with the product or service. So friends, for example, maybe you buy a computer or a telephone or even a pair of pants, and after a few days, you don't want it or you don't think it's what you want, or maybe there's something wrong with it. What can you do?
What can you do? Well, our article says that you can usually return the product or cancel the service and get your money back. So you'd get your money returned to you. And some services that you might cancel might be canceling your cable service or your internet service or maybe a phone plan. These would be services that you could stop or cancel in order to get your money back.
And again, these products aren't limited to small products. These include large products or large purchases like large home appliances. Maybe you bought a refrigerator or a washing machine, and after a few days, you find out, well, it's not working right, or it's not the model you wanted, or you just don't like it very much. You can usually get a refund.
Now, Esther, it seems to me that this would be bad for a company. It seems like if a company chooses to give people their money back if they don't like the product, then it seems like a company would lose a lot of money that way.
Right. And companies do consider this, and I believe that they know that people will return products, but they also want to keep their reputation. They also want people to think that they are a good company and that they offer good services.
That's right. I guess they would want to keep their customers happy. And our article says that many companies have good refund policies because it's important for a company to keep a good reputation and to keep its customers happy.
So it's very important before we buy something, we need to find out what the company's refund policy is. And how would you find out? Well, you can always ask the salesperson, or when you're making the purchase at the checkout counter, you can ask them, can you tell me about your refund policy?
And it's a very good idea to ask that question before you buy something because it's better safe than sorry. Now, that's a great phrase or a saying or maybe an idiom, and it simply is a short way of saying it's better to be safe than to be sorry. So help us understand that, Esther.
Right. If we say better safe than sorry, it means it's better to spend more time looking into details or go into more trouble to find out what the real situation is than to find out later that you regret the decision you made or that you're not happy with what you bought or what you decided to do. So it's very important when we buy things to be better safe than sorry. It might take more time to ask the person at the counter, what is your refund policy, or can you explain your refund policy to me? But if you know the refund policy, it will be good for you if you do want to return your product or cancel your service.
Right, and if you don't find out, you might be sorry. So in addition, or also, be sure the company is reputable. Now, that word reputable means make sure the company has a good reputation. Make sure the company is well known for its quality products and quality service.
And if you live in the United States, you can check with a government organization called the Better Business Bureau, BBS. BBB, excuse me, to get that information. So you can check online or you can call them, and this will help you know if this company has a good reputation. Well, let's visit today's chat room and then we'll take a break.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and today we'd like to welcome Doris. Welcome, Doris.
Well, it's great to be here in the chat room.
So how are you today?
Well, I've never been better.
You've never been better? What do you mean?
Well, it's just that means that I'm doing really well. If someone asks you, how are you? You can respond to them by saying, I've never been better.
You know, that reminds me of the idiom in our lesson today, better safe than sorry. Are there any other useful idioms that use the word better?
Yes, there are several. For instance, better late than never means it's better to do something late than not to do it at all. And if you forget to pay a bill, it's better to pay as soon as you remember, even if it's late.
So if you don't pay the bill, you might get into trouble?
That's right. So when it comes to paying bills, the sooner the better.
The sooner the better.
Yes. Pay as early as possible. Then you won't have to worry about it.
I see. 很简单的一个字 better, 但是却有许多的实用片语用到它。课文中已经看到 better safe than sorry 表示宁可小心求安全不可以冒险而后悔。也就是有备无患的意思。那另外有一个类似的片语是 better late than never, 字面上是迟到总比不到好，意思就是亡羊补牢不算晚。还有一个 the sooner the better, 就是越快越好。另外呢，当别人问 how are you, 你可以回答 I've never been better, 我从来没有这么好过，意思就是我非常的好。You know, Doris, now that we're in the holiday season, we often hear people say, it's better to give than to receive. Can you explain that sentence?
Okay. Do you like to receive gifts, Ken?
Yeah, I do like to receive gifts.
Well, it's certainly nice to receive gifts, but it's sometimes more rewarding to give something to someone. When they receive the gift, it makes them happy, excited, or touched. And you get a certain satisfaction from giving.
I see. It's better to give than to receive. 就是施比受更有福。因为受者所得到的毕竟有限，而施者心中的快乐和满足却是无穷无尽的。
And here's another statement that uses better. We'd better take a break, but we'll be back soon.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. Here's a question for you. Do you ever get buyer's remorse? Well, that's when you buy something and then you soon begin to regret it. Well, the good news is that often you can return something you don't like and get your money back. First, though, there are some important things to be aware of, and that's what we want to cover in this month's American Culture Corner lesson. Three more keywords to look at. The first is cash register. The clerk opened the drawer of the cash register to get Alex some change. Next is exchange. Paul did an exchange and got a blue coat instead of a red one. And thirdly, proof, as in, here's my sales receipt. That's proof I paid for dinner. Okay, let's pick up the reading now on line 12.
Can I get a refund? By law, a company's return or refund policy must be posted by cash registers or printed on sales receipts. Usually, there is a time limit for refunds or exchanges. Be careful to stay within that time period. If you shop online, be sure to read the return or refund policy on the company's website. And most important, get a receipt and keep it. That's your proof that you actually paid for an item.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about how it might be a good idea to check with the Better Business Bureau, the BBB, to see if a company is reputable, to see if it's a good company that you want to purchase something from. And actually, Esther, I have checked with the Better Business Bureau online, on the internet, and I have actually had good success to determine whether or not a company is a good company with a good reputation or if it's not reputable. And actually, I've been warned that a company that I almost bought something from was not reputable.
So, Chip, do you mean to say that you searched this company online on the BBB website and you saw what people had written or their reviews about the company, and that made you decide if you wanted to buy a product from a certain company or not to buy a product?
Right, absolutely. And it was very helpful. And I actually decided not to go with that company because of what the Better Business Bureau said. So our article goes on to say that by law, a company's return or refund policy must be posted by cash registers or printed on sales receipts. Let's take a deeper look at that sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about how customers in America can get their money back if they're not satisfied with the things they've purchased, which is why I'm here at a local shopping mall. I purchased a shirt a few days ago, but now I want to return it because it doesn't fit me properly. As a customer, it's great to know that you can return the things you've bought, but you must understand the store's return or refund policy. As our article states, by law, a company's return or refund policy must be posted by cash registers or printed on sales receipts. This is our grammar tip sentence for today, by the way. Notice how the sentence begins with the phrase, by law. This is just a shorter and simpler way of saying according to the law. So, according to the law, a company's return or refund policy must be posted by cash registers or printed on sales receipts. It is by law. This use of by can be found in situations where a certain standard is to be followed. For example, let's say when the Smith brothers play cards, they always follow Grandpa Smith's rules. So we can say that the Smith brothers play by Grandpa Smith's card game rules. Or let's say that Timothy has to be home before 10, and it's according to the time on his mother's watch. Then we can say Timothy must be home before 10 by his mother's watch. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to check out the example sentences in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. I'll see you again next time. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So we know that the government has a law, and it says that these refund policies must be posted in a store's cash register or on their sales receipt. Let's talk about what a cash register is. Now, when you buy something at a store, the person at the sales counter, there is a machine where there is cash. There is money stored, and when you pay them money, then they will press some buttons and this machine will open and they will give you change. This is the cash register. It keeps the money safe.
So by law, these policies are supposed to be next to or by these cash registers or on the actual receipt. Now, our article says usually there is a time limit for refunds or exchanges. So now perhaps that's a 30-day time limit. It's probably not going to be too long, because if I own something for very long, then I might use it several times, and then it would not be worth the original price. So there's going to be a time limit on refunds or exchanges.
And let's talk about exchanges. These are different from refunds. Refunds is when you get your money back. For example, if you paid $15 for a shirt, then if you want to return your shirt, then you will get a $15 refund. You get the whole amount back. However, some companies might not allow you to get a refund. They might say only exchanges are available, especially if the item you get is on sale. And this means that instead of getting the money back, you might get the money to use in the store. You can buy something else with that same amount.
Or if you buy a shirt or something that's the wrong size, you could also maybe return it or exchange it for the correct size, the size that fits you. Now, if you shop online, be sure to read the return or refund policy on the company's website. So it's better to be safe than sorry. Even though it might be a little inconvenient to check the internet before you go, it's a good idea.
Because sometimes they might add costs for shipping and mailing and handling. And if you're not sure about the refund policy and you want to return something online, it might be a lot of hassle, might take you a lot of time. So be sure to check that refund policy. And also, it's very important to get a receipt and keep it. Now, Chip, what kind of receipts do we get? I know we get the paper receipt, and this is when you buy something. It's proof that you have bought something. But what about people who buy things online? Do they also get receipts?
Well, online, you would have some kind of receipt also. What you would want to do is print off that receipt from your computer. Hopefully, you would have some kind of a printer. But what you want is you want some kind of proof that you actually paid for an item. And proof is a way of showing a claim or showing something, a statement, to be true. And so this receipt is a way for you to prove that you paid for the item.
Good. So be sure you keep that receipt, whether you buy things at the store or online. Now let's watch today's skit.
May I help you?
Yes.
I bought this and I'm not happy with it.
Don't worry, that happens to everyone.
Can I return it and get my money back?
We do give refunds for a limited time. When did you buy this?
Just 2 days ago.
Do you have a sales receipt? You must have proof that you have paid for the item.
Yes, it's right here.
Oh. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry, but we cannot give you your money back.
But your refund policy is posted at the cash register. It says I can get a full refund.
I know. We usually do give refunds, but I cannot give you your money back on this.
Well, can I exchange it?
No, I'm sorry, you can't.
I thought this was a reputable company. That's why I came here and bought this.
But you didn't buy it from this store. You bought it at the store across the street.
I did? Oh, oops. Thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 reputable 这个形容词。Reputable 是指声誉好的或者是可尊敬的。例如 ,the lawyer is one of the partners at a reputable firm. 这位律师是一家声誉良好的法律事务所的合伙人之一。或者是 ,we insured our house through a reputable insurance company. 我的房子保险是跟一家信誉良好的保险公司保的。或者是The reputable airline company has never had an accident. 这家信誉良好的航空公司从来没有发生过意外。接下来我们看的是 exchange 这个名词。EX 这个字根有向外的意思，所以 exchange 是指交换或交易。例如 ,we bought the wrong type of software and had to exchange it the following day. 我们买错了软体，必须隔天就要更换。或者是 ,the workers were given food and shelter in exchange for their labor. 这些工人用劳力换取食物与住宿。最后我们看的是 proof 这个名词。proof 是指证明或证据。例如 ,the police have concrete proof to charge the suspect. 警方有具体的证据可以对这个嫌疑犯提出告诉。或者是 ,you better keep the receipt as your proof of purchase. 你最好把收据收好当作是购买的证明。或者是 ,do you have any proof of identity? 你有没有证明身份的任何文件呢? And don't go away yet. Stay tuned for more.
Can I get a refund?You can get your money back if you're not satisfied. It happens to everyone. You buy something and a few days later, you're not happy with the product or service. What can you do? You can usually return the product or cancel the service and get your money back. Many companies have good refund policies. But before buying anything, find out about a company's policy.Better safe than sorry. In addition, be sure the company is reputable. In the United States, you can check with the Better Business Bureau to get that information. By law, a company's return or refund policy must be posted by cash registers or printed on sales receipts. Usually, there is a time limit for refunds or exchanges.Be careful to stay within that time period. If you shop online, be sure to read the return or refund policy on the company's website. And most important, get a receipt and keep it. That's your proof that you actually paid for an item.
So, some businesses...won't let you return merchandise for cash, but they will give you store credit for the purchase amount. Other companies will offer a 30 to 60 day window in which you can return something, but after that, you're out of luck. So, there are three things to remember when you're looking to get a refund. One, know the company's return policy. Two, don't wait too long to return something. And three, always, 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 always keep the receipt. Tomorrow, we will check in with Jack and Laura and see what kind of encounters they've had with American culture as they relate to getting a refund. Until then, everyone here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hopes you have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.